Okay, Tom, welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now on the Mishnah and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph of Masechet Ketubot, and please stay tuned for an important announcement at the end of the Shiur regarding the continuation of the series. Hamoret al Ba'ala. So the Mishnah says that if a woman rebels against her husband, and we're still at this point not exactly clear what it is that she's refusing to do, Pochtim la miktubata shiv'ad dinarim b'shabbat. So every week, the Beit Din deducts 7 dinarim from the value of her ktubah. Rabbi Yehuda omer shiva trapakin. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says it's 7 trapakin, which is half of that, meaning a trapak is half of a dinar. Now, ad matayu pochait, how long do they continue with this process? Ad kenegi ktubah tazo. Chachamim say that we continue this process until her ktubah zeroes out. V'yosir ma'li olam pochait v'olech, and he says, no, you continue, obviously, until he divorces her. So that she will be in the red. And then if she ends up inheriting from somewhere else, that will all come to the husband as money that she owes him. Now, the Mishnah creates the inverse, or the converse. If a man rebels against his wife, which makes it sound like this is something of a similar type of rebellion, which may help us determine what is the nature of it. So we add 3 dinarim b'shabbat. In other words, a little less than half of what she's fined, he's fined. Yehuda continues with the shita that the fine is measured in trapakin, the same amount, but that means half as much. Now, Mumredit Mimai, the first question asked, of course, what is she rebelling against? Funa amar mitash v'shamita. Funa says that which is most obvious and seems to flow from the previous Mishnah, which is she refuses to engage in relations. Rabbi Yosef Chanina Amar Mim Malacha. He disagrees and says, at least at this point he disagrees, and says she refuses to do her work, the duties around the house that we stipulated in an earlier Mishnah. Now, Tanan Bechein Hamored Al Ishto. So I mentioned when learning the Mishnah about a minute ago that we may get a clue as to what her merit is from his merit. If he rebels against his wife, they add to the ktubah. Now, bishlam on the mandam in tashmish v'chayai. I understand if merit is tashmish, I understand that that's something that she refuses to do or he refuses to do. Mandam ar malacha mimashubad la, but since when does he owe her malacha that he could be considered a rebel? And as if you're defining rebellion as one specific thing and saying that that specific thing is malacha, there's no equal side on the husband's side. So the answer is in Omer any zan venu afarnes. Yes, there is, because if he says, I'm not going to feed you, that would be more in malacha. Rav said that in such a case, he has to divorce her. Yeah, sure, but still we have to talk to him. We try to have to talk him out of it, to convince him that he should change his mind, to soften him up. And in the meantime, while we're doing that, we're adding 3 per week. But nonetheless, the easiest way to see it is that it's tashmish. Now, meitavei, achal yarusa unesu ava filu nidava filu cholava filu shemet yavam. So we see in a braita that we'll see explicated further later that an arusa or a nesua, even a nida, even someone who's sick, even a shemet yavam, considered to be a moredit. Now, when talking about an arusa or a shemet yavam, who we'll talk about a little later, as a moredit, there you must mean neither malacha nor tashmish, because in neither case is something she owes the husband, but rather it means that she refuses to go through with the process. We will see in detail what the issue is regarding Shemet Yavam before the end of this podcast. But what we see from here is that, and skip the parentheses, Bishlam alamandam tashmish hainu dehatani cholat. I understand Rav Huna's position, who says that merit is mitashmish, because that's why chola is involved. Because after all, a chola cannot work, but a chola certainly could be involved in tashmish. Of course, you can ask the flip question about a nida, and that's what's in parentheses, but we're going to see it actually presented to us a little bit later in the sugya. So, bishlam on the mount tashmish, hainu diktani chola. Elamanda Amar Mimalacha Chola Bat Malachahi? Ella, the answer is as follows. Mitashmish Kuli Amalo Pligi, the Havi Moredit. Everybody agrees. Rav Yosef Chanin agrees that tashmish, refusal to participate in tashmish, constitutes mered. Ki pligi mi malacha. The machloka between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yosef Chanina is whether malacha is also included. Marsav malacha lavi meredit. Rav Huna maintains that malacha is not considered a mered if she refuses to work. So then there's other ways to negotiate it, but it's not considered mered. Marsav malacha nami havi meredit. Good. Now gufa. Let's go back to that bright up. Meredit bala pochtim amutuvata shivadim shabbat yuromer shivat shapakin. That's the Mishnah. Now Rabotenu chazru v'nimnu. This is the Tosefta. That subsequent to that, the Beit Din sat down and they changed their mind. They had the following, they passed the following legislation. Shemachrizin ala arba shabbatot zu achar zu, that there should be a public announcement this woman is a moredet, to try to publicly shame her into getting her act together. 4 shabbatot in a row. We'll see whether that means shabbat or weeks. V'shochim la Beit Din, and the Beit Din then sends a message to Arve Yodat, shafiluk tubatech me'amaneh hivsat. You should know that even if your ketubah is $100,000, is tremendously large, nonetheless, you'll lose all of it once these 4 weeks are up and you don't get your act together. We will see, however, that she's not divorced immediately. Now, and the Tosefta continues. Achat li arusa, we already saw this. Unesua, filo nidah, filo cholav, filo shemet yavam. That's the Braita. Now, Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, nidah batashmishi? Now, this is the part that was erroneously quoted, which we think so, in the previous Amud, but it belongs here. So he asked Shmuel, Nida bat tashmishi, why is, if we agree that Mered is essentially tashmish, and we said even a Nida counts? So Amar le, eno dome, lemishi ish lapat basalo, mishi ain lapat basalo. It's not the same. You can't compare the anguish involved in deprivation when something is available to you, but you're just not partaking, and something's unavailable. So even though for part of that time she may be a Nida, in other words, she says, I refuse to sleep with you, and a week later she becomes a Nida, that week still counts against her. Even though right now she's forbidden from Torah law, nonetheless, the fact that she's made herself inaccessible adds to the difficulty. Now, Ram Rachama, particular detail about the public announcement, it's only done in shuls and in Bate Medrash. So Rava says, if you look at the Braita, you'll see that if you read it carefully, because it says 4 Shabbatot, one after the other. In other words, he's not reading Shabbatot as weeks, but rather Shabbatot as Shabbat. And Shabbat, of course, is a time when people are not found in the marketplace or other places. They are found in the Beit Midrash and the Beit Knesset. Ram Rechama added one other thing, is the Beit Din sends her a private message. Once before they start this whole process, and basically say you could save yourself the embarrassment and everything. You'll get your act together, make up with your husband. One afterwards saying, all right, the time is you've had these 4 weeks and you haven't come together, so you've lost the ketubah. Darash of Nachum Bar Avchista, halacha kerabotenu. So Nachum Bar Avchista came up and said, the halacha is kerabotenu, that we do not accept the rule of our Mishnah of a constant deduction, but rather a 4 week, week after week public, warning, and then afterwards, she loses everything. Amarava, hi borcha. So Rava said in response to that, that's silly. So Amarav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, my borcha, what's so silly? Anam Rita Niele, I said it. And I didn't say it myself. I quoted a great rabbi, Umano Rabbi Yosef Chanina. It's the same Rabbi Yosef Chanina who was involved in the discussion of what meredit is. He's the same one who said the halacha is like Rabotenu, that we don't deduct every week, but rather we give a 4 week period, and then afterwards she loses everything. Now the EU command sover. So who did Rava hold like that? He thought that this was inappropriate. That the halacha is that we try to counsel with her. We don't make public announcements. We try to counsel with her. We talk to her, try to convince her. And that whole time, we, of course, are deducting money. So if machlok at what Rav Sheshet said, do we counsel with her or not? All right, and so Rava held, like the opinion, obviously he quoted Rav Sheshet in that vein, it said we do counsel with her and we don't make these public announcements. Okay, now hechidami moredet. What is a moredet? If she says, I find him attractive, but I'm trying to make him crazy. In other words, it's clear that she doesn't have any reason to find him repulsive, but she's just tormenting him. But if she says, I find him repulsive, he's just an unpleasant person to be with, I can't have relations with him, then we don't force her, and then we, the question is whether or not at that point, she loses the ketubah, but we certainly don't go through this whole process. Muzutra Amar Kafinan La. Muzutra said, no, even in that case we force her. She married the guy, she has to stay with him. So Havei Uvda Va'ach Pamarzutra, and there was actually a case where Marzutra forced a woman to stay with her husband, even though she said she found him unappealing. V'nafak Minei Rabbi Chanin Masura, and look what happened. It's obviously a good idea, this Marzutra is claiming, because a great Talmid, Rav Chanina, came out of that union. And the Gemara says Velohi, no, that doesn't count, because Hatam Siyad Dishmaya Havei. No, of course Baruch Hu helped, and a son was born. It doesn't mean the decision was right. The halacha is we don't force her, and it's only if she's evidently or quite clearly doing this to just be contrary, and as opposed to the things that have happened, that the guy is suddenly unappealing. We'll see later on in the parak examples of how that might happen due to a life change or a change in livelihood. Kalte de Rav Zvid. It was a story about Rav Zvid's daughter-in-law. So keep this in mind, that Rav Zvid is a great rabbi. His son marries a woman, and that woman is going to be morayed against him, which means now, if you think about it, Rav Zvid is sort of in the opposite side of her, in the court. So, Imrda, she was morayed against her husband, Rav Zvid's son. Havetfisa chad shira, she grabbed onto some fancy garment as surety against her ktubah. Yativ Amemar Marzutra Ravashi, so the three great rabbis of the fifth generation were sitting. V'yativ Rav Gamda Gabayu, and Rav Gamda was sitting near over them. Yativ Kamri, and they said the following thing concerning this case. Marda Hifsida Blauta Kayamin. If a woman is moredet, so parenthetically, not only does she lose part of her ktubah and the kids deducted, she doesn't get mizonot in the meantime, etc., but also she loses Bla'oteha Kayamin, which means all the clothes that she has that are still in existence, she doesn't have a claim to them. She keeps them on, but she has to pay for them. They're not hers to keep. That's Bla'ot. We saw Bla'ot a lot in the second half of Masachet Yevamot. We've seen it a little bit here in the fourth parak. Amar Rav Gamda. So Rav Gamda commented. In other words, what they were saying is, we're going to take this share away from her, this Shira, the fancy clothes, because it's worth several thousand dollars or whatever it is. That's not something that she has a right to. So Rav Gamda turned to them and said, Mishum Rav Zvid Gavarabo Machanfitulei. Because Rav Zvid is such a big man, you're flattering him. In other words, you're favoring the law towards him. V'amar Rav Kana Mibaya Bai Rava V'lo Pashit. After all, Rav Kana reported that Rava, the great Rava, two generations ago, asked the question about whether or not a Moredet loses her Bla'ot Kayamin, and he never answered it, which means it hasn't been solved. And yet you're deciding it in favor of Rav Zvid and his family. Now, Ikadamri, we have another version of this story. It goes the opposite way. Yotzi Vikamri, the same three rabbis, said, Marda loiv sida blauta kayamin, that if she is a moredet, she does not lose the clothes that are still kayamin, which means that she would get to keep it, and that would go against Rav Zvid's family, as it were. Amalu Rav Gamda, Rav Gamda in this version turned around and said, Mishum de Rav Zvid gavarabahu, Rav Zvid is a great man, afchitu le ledina ilave, you're making the din go against him, because you know he's not going to challenge you, and it's kind of like you're taking the easy way out. Because, he's a good big man, he's not gonna want to stand up for his own rights, he'll be mvater. Ah, Amarav Khanami Bayla Rava Vlopashit. So they answered the same way, which is that Rava never answered the question, which means how can you take sides, which means, by the way, we're in a devil's alternative. Either side you take, you're gonna be slammed for it. Either you're favoring the rabbi, or else you're deciding directly against the rabbi because he'll forgive you. Now, practically, Hashlo Itmar Lo Hachi Velo Hachi, and since we don't have a solution either way, in other words, we have not had a psak halacha about a moredet, about what the status is with Blaotaha Kayamin, Tafsa Lomafkina Mina. If she has held on to them, we don't take it away because they might belong to her. Lo Tafsa, but if she didn't grab it, Lo Yavina Lo, we don't give them to her. In other words, that basically follows the chazaka of what she's holding on to. Now, Umashinam La Tresa Yarchishata Gita. But we do make her wait 12 months before she can get her get. And this is part of the knas for being a moredet. Uvahanach Tresa Yarchi. And during those 12 months, Shata Leit La Mazoni Mibal. The husband doesn't support her. Or of Tuva Rakistam or Shmuel. Kotvini Geret Merit Al Arusav and Kotvini Geret Merit Al Shomeret Yavam. This will occupy our attention till the end of the Sugya. The Shmuel said that you write in Nigeret Merit concerning an Arusa, but not concerning a Shomeret Yavam, which of course is going to be problematic because we've already seen the Tosefta that listed that even an Arusa, a Nisua, a Nida, a Chola, and a Shomeret Yavam are all liable or positive, are within the category of those who could be Moredet. So why does Shmuel say we write a Yigeret Merit, the Beit Din issues a writ of merit regarding an arusa, but not regarding a shemeret yavam. So meitave, we challenge it with the brayta. Chatli arusa nesuav afilu nidafi luchalaf yashalem yavam. So we answer lo kasha, kanshtavahu, kanshtavahi. So we distinguish and say as follows. The brayta is talking about when he is tovea, when he says, I want to marry you to the arusa, and he says, I want to have yibum already to the shemeret yavam, or yibum or chalitza, and she refuses. Then it's igaret merit. But when she makes the request, then only in the case of arusa, but not in the case of shemeret yavam. Now, because Shmuel already said, if he makes the request, we act on it. If she makes the request, we don't interfere. Now, that means that Shmuel's case is talking about a case where she made the request, and in that case, only in the case of an arusa do we write it, but not in the case of Shemeret Yavam. B'mayu kimta lahadish Shmuel b'shtvahi. So you're saying that Shmuel's original halacha we're dealing with is when she made the request. Haiko tvini geret merit al arusa. So it shouldn't say we write in geret merit concerning an arusa, but le arusa mibayle. It should say we write in geret merit for an arusa. It's on her behalf. So halakasha tani la arusa. Okay, so that we answered, and really perhaps Shmuel's original statement was la arusa. But now we got to get to the nut of the issue. Why would we distinguish between an arusa and a shemeret yavam? Which, by the way, in both cases, the merit is neither tashvish nor malacha. It's just about a lack of willingness to go through with the next stage. So, mashna shemeret yavam delo. So, how come if she, the shemeret yavam, makes a request based on the thinking that we have at this point, the solution we have at this point? How come if the shemeret yavam makes the request, we don't intervene? De amrin la zil. Because we'll say to her, go, lo mifkada, you're not chayiv and furavu. So go away and wait till he does chalitza. Arusa nami, neimala zil lo mifkadat. So the same thing for Narusa. And Shmuel, after all, said we write it for Narusa, but not Shemeret Yavam. Why don't we tell the Arusa also, you're not chayiv and furavu, what do you care? Ella bevam achmataina, you know what? It must be a case where the Arusa is coming and making a claim. It's an idiom. It means, basically, I want children, I want someone to take care of me in my old age. I want a staff for my hand and a shovel for my burial. And I want someone to take care of me when I'm old. She says, yeah, my clock is ticking. I want to have children already. He's delaying. So I want to marry. So, So the Shemeret Yavam can have the same claim. Here I am without children. And the guy's just dilly-dallying and I'm sitting and waiting. It must be that both Shmuel's statement and the Braita are a case where the husband asked. The Yavam asked. V'lo kasha kan lachlotz v'chan liyabem. In the bright, when Yeshurun Yavam is included, it's when he said, let's have Chalitza, and she's not ready to come to Beit Din. But in the case of Shmuel says that we don't write it for Shemeret Yavam, that's when he says, let's have Yibum. If he says, let's have Chalitza, we intervene and try to get her to hurry up. If on the other hand says that Yibum and she's delaying, we don't get intervene. And the reasons are fairly obvious, that she may need more time to prepare herself for the Yibum. Chalitza is a formality. Now, Maishnali Yabem Delo, how come we don't push her if it's the for Yibum? Because we tell the guy, you can marry another girl in the meantime. What's bothering you? So Achlotz Nami Nemele Zil Vinasivitachriti. So how come for Chalitza we would push her? Why don't we tell the guy, look, she'll come and get Chalitza in 5 years. What do you care? In the meantime, marry somebody else. Ah, El Damar, Kevin Dagira Bilo Koyavu Leachriti. The answer is, because the guy says, since I have this other woman who's connected to me, the one who I want to give Chalitza to already, nobody else will marry me. So Achanami Kevin Dagira Bilo Koyavu Leachriti. So the same thing will happen if he's asking for Yibum. Nobody, he'll say, you know what, I got this woman waiting for me to do Yibum on her, nobody's also going to marry me in the meantime. Which means, again, your distinction between, either, Lachlotz Leabem, is a distinction that doesn't, that there's no good reason to behave differently, in either case. One case for the other. Ella, Idibi, Ini, Shatavali, Abem. You know what? It must be, both cases are where he said, let's have Yibum. And she refuses, or she's delaying. Volokasha, Khan, Commissioner, Ishona, Khan, Commissioner, Achrona. If you remember in Yifamot, we studied throughout the Masachet that the earlier ruling was that Yibum was always the preferred result. That none, mitzvah yibum kodem le mitzvah chalitza. Barishona shim kavim le shum mitzvah. In the early days, when the Yavam intended l'shem mitzvah, of keeping his brother's name alive, etc., hachshav she'em kavim le shum mitzvah, the Mishnah already records that since they're not intending it l'shem mitzvah, and it's already l'shem ishu, l'shem noy, l'shem whatever, amru mitzvah chalitza kodem le mitzvah yibum. So here's what happens. The guy comes and says, let's have yibum. in the early days, which is the time of the Tosefta, we say, if she says, I'm not ready, and she takes her time, then we write Nigeret Merit. By the time Shmuel comes around, he says, Yibum is not the priority anymore. If he says, let's have Yibum, we're not so quick to push it. And therefore, if she's delaying it, we will not write Nigeret Merit. As opposed to an Arusa, where we have every reason to push it. They should get married already. Good. Now, the Mishnah said, Amatai upochet. And then it listed this trepakin. My trepakin, what's a trepakin? Sheshet istira. It's called an istira. Chame istira. That's easy. Paul Gadazuza, half a dinar. Half a dinar is an istira. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is simply having the fine on both sides. Tanya Ramiach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosha trepakin, Shehen Tesha Ma'in. Remember that a dinar is six Ma'in. So, if a trepak is half a dinar, then three trepakin is a dinar and a half, and that's nine Ma'in, because it six ma'in is a dinar, right? So it's ma v'chetzi l'chol yom. So here's what happens, is that the husband is fined 1.5 ma'a per day. Notice times six. 6 days in the week, he's fined. And that raises it by nine ma'in, which is three trepekin, which is a dinar and a half. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef the Shmuel, ma'ishna iyo di avinan la de Shabbat, ma'ishna iyo di avinan la de Shabbat. The Gemara at this point is comfortable with the notion, and we'll see why in a minute, that the husband is fined half as much as the wife. But he's not even fined half as much as the wife, he's fined a little less than that, because he's fined three whatever units, half dinar, dinar, and she's fined seven. So why is Shabbat reckoned for or not for him? The answer is, in her case, we're deducting from the ketubah. It doesn't look like he's earned anything on Shabbat by her refusal. But in his case, they're adding to the amount. Therefore, it looks like Schar Shabbat, because here it is, another day of Shabbat, another day in which he refused to do whatever it was he's supposed to do, in this case, Tashmish, and we're saying, oh, on Shabbat, you earned yourself another half trepik or whatever. Now, the bigger question is, how come the ratio is 2-1? Forget about the 6-7, but 2-1. In other words, her fine ends up being 7 units per week. His fine should be 6 units per week, because we don't want, because in his case, since we're adding to her ketubah, we don't want to add for Shabbat. But his fine is half that. It's 3 units per week. So, ma ben moreh lemoredet. So the Chiya bar Yosef asked Shmuel, how come he, in his case, when he refused to have relations with her, it's only increased by 3, and when she refused, it goes up by 7. Hamalei tzeilman mishuk shel zonot. Go take a look at the marketplace for prostitutes. Mi socher mi? Who's hiring whom? In other words, the man's sexual desire is far stronger than a woman's sexual desire in this read, and therefore, and you see that from the marketplace, who's hiring whom? Who is the demand, and who is the supplier? And as a result of that, his deprivation is greater, and therefore we fine her more for depriving him of that. Davar acher, there's another notion to this, which is zeh yitzor machutz, v'zu yitzor mibifnim. Is that the husband, if he is, shall we say, overly anxious, it's something that can actually be seen, and it's something that's physically uncomfortable and is a little embarrassing. I'm not going to say anything more, you can understand what I mean, and a woman's is inside, and nobody needs to know what's going on in her mind. Okay, just a brief announcement is that at this point we are going to be skipping to the sugya on Daf Ayin Bet in order that the Daf should be kept with and eventually get a little bit of a head of where the world is so that people can use this shiur to prepare, hopefully. And at a later point, the intervening Dapim will be made up both on the pages and in the podcasts, and then they will be plugged into the webpage in proper order. But in the meantime, in the next podcast, we'll pick up at the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Bet, the sugya of Yotzei Shelo B'Ketubah, Overat Al Dat Moshe, V'Yehudit. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll see you in the next podcast.